Watson. Let's bring in WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney for the official particulars. Good morning, Steve-arino.
Good morning, Lloyd. Hello again, everyone. This chat brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys. Yes, they kicked off another $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. You know, last year, the officiating in the National Football League was considered by many to be lackluster at best. Is it time to modernize? Well, the NFL, you guys are looking at that. They're going to implement an optimal tracking system for yardage rulings this preseason with the potential for full-time implementation. This according to a source. The league considers this a test run of accuracy on line-to-gain rulings, which would carry over to the end zone, of course, with the option to continue the use of measuring chains in 2024. Now, keep in mind, the NFL has experimented with the system in the past, but would need to install it in every stadium for functional use during the regular season. The league's competition committee approved the matter last March. It is not on the agenda at this week's owners' meetings in Nashville. So it wasn't all that long ago, you'll recall, one of the great referees of all time, Gene Steratore, whipping out a 3x5 card to see whether or not a team had reached the line to gain. Keep in mind, as I mentioned, the chain gangs will not be going away. Even if this is implemented, they would stick around as a backup. Troy Vincent, the vice president of football operations with the NFL, says, yeah, they're looking forward to implementing this system. And if it's not able to be done full-time for 2024, certainly for 2025. So I know there are some purists that are saying, you know, we don't need this. The human element is part of the game. But, you know, if you have the technology for this optical tracking system, and it is starting to be used in various sports, tennis.
Yeah, professional tennis has eliminated the line judges. I mean, and it also speeds up the reviews.
Well, you know, Guy, you can speak about tennis because you play the game. I've always thought it's too much work. But anyway, you know, if you've got the technology, and as you are alluding to, sir, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Guy, the optical method in tennis works okay.
It's amazing. And you really have eliminated human error. You no longer have Serena Williams offering to force feed a tennis ball to a diminutive judge, which kind of takes some of the drama out of it.
You know, discussion about it.
Yeah, not quite as many F-bombs coming out of Johnny McEnroe.
Oh man!
But
yeah.
I mean, how many bad spots do we see in the NFL?
Tons.
That's
It's just so silly that they eyeball where they think the ball's going to go, and then these chains come out, and it takes forever. So right. Dumb.
Well, again, every NFL venue will have to install this technology. That's for starters. And then we'll take it from there. Meanwhile, you know, the National Football League is huge all around the world. And Australia, the land down under, mate, is among the countries the NFL is scouting as potential hosts for regular season games for the 2025 season. Peter O'Reilly, the NFL's head of international affairs, saying just this last Tuesday at the league's spring meetings that Australia is among the markets being discussed. The league recently announced an NFL academy will open in September on the Gold Coast in Australia. O'Reilly noted that the land down under has a strong NFL fan base and media partners, and that both the Philadelphia Eagles and Los Angeles Rams have global market rights there. Now, we already have a global footprint for the NFL with the league announcing just last week the four international games in London and Germany. Philadelphia opens the season by hosting the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo, Brazil, on September 6th. Oh, and by the way, Dublin, Ireland also is among the markets being considered for future NFL games. A few pints would be consumed there, I'm sure. But, you know, there is a logistics issue, as O'Reilly points out to. When you start to talk about Asia, Pacific, and Australia, you talk about distance and logistics and a football component of that.
Jet lag.
So the factors are real.
And what the week would be like for those players.
Well, and also, you guys, keep in mind that there is some discussion now of the NFL going to an 18-game regular season schedule, which would include two bye weeks. So when you consider that the flight to Australia is 20 hours, you can introduce right now to our conversation the cost for an NFL team to get everybody down to Australia, you know, all the gear, all this, all that, and then you go down and you play the game. If you go to that 18-game schedule, you're almost guaranteed to have a bye week after a game in Australia, you would think, right?
You would think. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know exactly, and I understand what the NFL is doing. And look, there is some serious conversation that before too long, there will be a permanent NFL franchise in London. And now we don't have time to get into the logistics of that. I don't know how crazy NFL players are about this international travel. Because, look, the battle cry for the NFL has always been safety for the players. You can carry that over into the players not being crazy about Thursday games because of the quick turnover. Now you're talking about a 20-hour flight, play, 20 hours back, even with a bye week. Could you imagine being scheduled for an international game if you're in the process of competing for a postseason spot and you've got to travel? I don't know.
Yeah.
Quick aside. Louisville Metro Police Department is now looking into whether appropriate policies were followed in the arrest of Scottie Scheffler. Kind of implies that maybe they think that maybe that officer throwing himself on the car or hooking himself to it was not a good idea or might have been a violation of
policy. You know what, Guy? Once the mayor of Louisville came out and said there was no police body cam, that threw a real wrench in the proceedings.
But the mayor says, we think we need to look at this, especially as it relates to high-profile events. And they postponed Scottie's arraignment.
Yeah.
I got a feeling this is going to go away quietly.
It's going to postpone it forever.
And related quickly, Xander Schauffele has a group text with Scottie and a lot of guys. They changed the picture of the group text to Scottie's mugshot.
His orange jumpsuit?
Yes. Because they're ribbing him.
Courtney, thank you so much for being here this morning, sir.
All right, you folks enjoy the day, huh?
All right, and coming up, do we need an alert in our cars to tell us that we're over the speed limit? Let's talk about it at 8:05.